Apple Cash is an easy, convenient, and secure way to pay your friends because it's already built into your iPhone and lives within Messages. It all happens right in the chat. Then you can spend that money right away with Apple Pay. See? Easy peasy and way more private than pay apps. Apple Cash. Find it in your messages today. Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
How's that? Is that enough sugar?
He digs it.
He finally got a coffee he can drink up here.
It's stone approved.
How much sugar you think's in there?
Enough.
Too much.
Half a cup.
Half a cup of sugar.
You got half a cup of sugar in that?
Half.
That's what the man needs is more energy. Mm-hmm. Welcome back to the Duck Call Room. Sal, welcome you as soon as he gets his headset on.
I ain't ready. All right. All right, here we go. All right. He's ready now. He's got stone-made, fresh-brewed coffee. It's a morning episode.
They tried to put me on the sugar bus.
How'd that work?
Hey, I got one.
Well, good. Today ought to be entertaining.
Well, I got the energy, boys. Hey.
Well, that's because you stay so active.
He's here.
That's it. Yeah. All right.
Very active.
What's up? I get out of bed at about 10 o'clock.
It's 10:08.
Yeah.
I know. Y'all woke me up real early this morning.
What time did you wake up?
I woke up about 7:30.
Did you set an alarm?
No, I just rolled back over and looked at it, you know.
Did you go back to bed?
I said, well, I got a podcast at 10. I said, I better set my alarm. Christine said, don't set no alarm. I'll be up.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, hey, wake me up about 9:30.
So your alarm clock's back home and doing well?
That's right. Yep, she's back home and doing good.
Well, that's good.
Except they're having problems with her diet.
Her diet.
Imagine that.
Uh-oh. No more medium plus steaks for her?
Hey, no, she can't have none of that.
No, she done had too much duck and dressing.
That's right. Well, hey.
Too many sage.
She gonna have to get off of it.
Well, I think it was that Sonic bag about 5 days a week.
Who's that?
It's I.
On Sonic?
Oh, I like Sonic.
Oh, yeah.
They make a good cheeseburger, and they also make a good BLT.
America's favorite drive-in.
And then what? And then they got the jalapeno.
Poppers?
I don't know what they call them.
The poppers.
Oh, you eat the cheddar peppers?
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. They're good.
I don't know about that.
Donald turned me on them. I didn't even know it. We went through there one time. He ordered them. And I said, what? I said, get another.
Run that back.
Run that back.
Mm-hmm. That's a good thing about Sonic. You're sitting there, so you can do that.
Yeah.
You know?
It is America's favorite drive-thru.
The problem with them cheddar peppers, though, you take a bite of it. If it just come out that grease.
Oh, yeah.
You got to watch that.
It shoots that molten lava down the back of your throat.
Yeah.
And you just got like second degree burns, and there wasn't nothing you could do about it.
Yeah.
Are the jalapenos hot?
No.
No.
No?
No, very tame.
Inside there is.
It's molten.
Yeah, it's lava.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets you.
Do you know what restaurant has the hottest jalapenos in the whole wide world?
Subway? Used to.
Oh, you do know.
Sir, if you see me in a Subway, call the police.
Well, I'm just
there against my will.
You do know that there are 5 different heat sources in jalapenos, right?
I did not.
Oh, yeah.
Enlightened.
I learned that from a guy from California that I met in when I was living in Alabama. He had them in a garden, and he brought them to me. Sir.
Oh, yeah, different. Yeah, different varieties.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
The heat level, like the top one, he brought me some. He said, hey, these are excellent in, you know, hot and sweet tomatoes. And I love them. Bad move.
Too hot?
Oh, too hot.
Well, a bell pepper is technically a jalapeno, right?
What?
Yeah.
But hey, these go past.
Yeah.
Boiled.
Yeah, they just got in there and got the super tame ones, and I mean, like,
when I can't eat it,
pretty sure that's right.
Okay, it's hot, and the only other place that's got peppers that are worse is Vietnam.
I was going to say Domino's Pizza, but no. Vietnam might have
a beat. Vietnam, Domino's are pretty hot, but they're good.
Parmesan, hey. Ooh. If you had a soup Parmesan that you would eat, if you had a cold.
No more cold?
And I mean a bad one. You eat that soup, hey, you ain't got no cold anymore.
Do you get the recipe?
Jalapeno soup?
Well, I tell you, they got a little last like a...
Oh, they got them real.
Real small pepper ball.
Habanero?
Probably.
I don't know what it is, but hey, if you touch that thing to your lip, immediately blister.
Well, since the internet and filming and social media, all that, people come obsessed with like
the one,
how hot of something can you eat?
What fun is that? That's the top jalapeno, it's too hot.
Well, of course, I couldn't eat it. You remember old Berger, our sound man?
Oh, yeah.
He carried around he's a reformed drug addict.
Okay.
This is a true story. He'll tell you if you ever run into him. And he found a way. He had this dropper of stuff that was just pure heat, basically. And he would put it on his tongue because it's so hot that it, like, released endorphins and gave you, like, a little small high. So it was his way of staying sober.
The world's hottest hot sauce.
Yeah. But he had it in a dropper and would just like before bed every night.
Put it on his tongue
and you'd see him like his face would change color. It was so hot. He'd be pouring sweat.
And this was without drugs?
Uh-huh.
No.
This was his high.
That found a jar of pickles in the duck blind. That had probably been there for 30 years.
In case you wanted to know where that episode of Duck Dynasty come from, it was actually Eric Burge that did it.
And he ate them?
Oh, he did.
They had already, like a pickle's green when it's pickled.
Correct.
Okay, this had turned a murky brown.
Murky brown.
But he said, hey, it's pickled, it's preserved.
Yeah, it's preservative. He said, so hey, I'm going in. And he ate it. We watched him about 3 days, and hey, he acted really strange.
Well, look, going back to the hottest hottest pepper in restaurants in town around here, you were going to say?
Domino's.
Oh, yeah. Domino's.
Domino's are hot.
They're hot.
Domino's are hot.
You probably don't eat a lot of pizza, but Domino's pizza way hotter than all the other pizzas.
Yeah.
Huh.
Johnny's lights you up, too, now.
Johnny's not as bad as Domino's. No, they're getting them from a different place.
I agree. That Milano's place got some hot peppers, too, now.
What is that?
The little Italian joint right there behind El Sombrero.
Oh, I've never been there.
Behind the hat.
Oh, is that any good?
Brittany likes it. I don't care for it. But they got one spicy chicken thing where they cut the jalapenos up and it's edible. They're hot. Oh. But
well, so they told Christine she gotta change her diet.
Oh yeah.
Well,
they're still working on it.
You know the Robertsons don't have a history of
change
our good diets
or healthy eating habits.
Or healthy eating, so that's going to be difficult.
Look at him.
they told Miss Kay and Phil the same thing, but they said, Phil, you ever thought about not eating so much fried food? You know they fry everything.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And he said,
How else you think I got to 320?
He said, Do what? He said, peanut oil.
Healthy
peanuts made from peanuts, flour
made from wheat. Yeah,
right.
What's not healthy about that?
Right.
And so, how are you gonna tell somebody?
I support it,
but at their age too, man. Even Christine, man, y'all have had a heck of a life.
Oh
man.
Yeah,
just let
eat
it
eat what
bump.
You want.
Yeah,
eat what you want.
Like at that point, what are you trying to do? Be here till 120?
Like, do you ever like sit down and look at a meal and like say, I'm not going to eat that for my health?
No.
I've looked at some healthy stuff and said, I'm not going to eat that.
Yeah.
Hey, business is expensive and complicated, but like for us, it's even more so because we've got several brands that operate out of one place, right?
I'm trying to figure that out right now and start a website.
See, that's what I'm talking
about.
It's
so difficult.
See, so you're going to want to listen to this because if you can do it all in one place, save you time, save you money, win, because you need to save as much money as you can when you're doing a startup. So NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required and can be accessed from anywhere. You can cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit from NetSuite. Look, in this day and age, the bottom line keeps getting bigger, but a lot of times sales ain't. So you got to save where you can save to keep everything running smoothly. That's just what it is. And NetSuite can help you doing that because you have one platform. You're not paying this for accounting, this for inventory, this for HR. All these things are lumped into one, save you a ton of money. Very important, especially in this day and age. And now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/duck. That's netsuite.com/duck. One more time, netsuite.com/duck.
We always talk about food on this show.
Well, you're the one that brought up diet in the first minute.
No,
this is on you, big dog.
I'm just saying, hey, food is a very special thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the reason it wrapped up every Duck Dynasty episode.
Yeah, really?
Because it brings folks together.
Well, not only that, hey, you know, and like Phil always said, hey, look, if you just, somebody cooks something and it ain't no good, if you eat it and say, yeah, that was wonderful, guess what you're going to get the rest of the time?
That again.
You're going to get the same garbage.
But you can be a little more civilized than he is with that.
No.
So I ain't no better. No, so I look at you and say,
look, hey, if you can't handle it, hey, that's like the line in the movie. Yeah. Hey, you know, I want the truth. You can't handle the truth. Okay? Because if you cook something and it ain't no good, I'm not going to say, you know, not to hurt your feelings, I'm not going to say, oh, that was delicious.
Yeah.
No, that was garbage.
He's going to go and say that ain't garbage. Much and
you
get up and walk out.
You didn't do what you need to
that's,
do.
You know, women are a little more sensitive than men.
I got in trouble the other day.
I tried that stupid maneuver with my wife.
Yeah, that's a bad
guess. Just listening to his mentor.
Guess what happened?
She don't talk. I know Anna well enough.
Well, no. She didn't do the not talk thing.
She don't cook.
She didn't cook for 10 years.
She don't cook.
I've been watching them too, thinking, okay, that's the way you do it. Because I've saw Phil on many occasions tell Miss Kay, you missed it on that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there was no sugarcoating it. It was like, you missed it. This ain't no good. And then he'd feed it to the dogs.
Well, hey, I never did in the military. That was my biggest issue, okay, is everybody, I always made people mad.
You did?
But, hey. I was honest.
Well, you can be honest, but a lot of times
I'm not being mean when I said, hey, look.
No,
you just said it's garbage.
See, time out.
Yeah.
Where you and your brother struggle on honesty, okay. We all appreciate the truth.
Yeah.
Y'all's delivery suffers.
Yeah. Well, no.
You can be
to...
honest without being borderline hateful.
Well, no, yeah. Because I realize that because used to, okay. You know, I had they call it, I think, you got a lot of tack. Okay, you can tell somebody, hey, you can go to H, okay, but if you do it in a sweet tone, it's okay.
Yeah.
I don't think saying that.
Well, I used to be able to do that till I got sick of it, okay.
There's an age where it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, well,
yeah, because
I guess
we all laugh at it and move on.
I guess I just got to the point that, hey, you know, I'm not going to sugarcoat this for you. You're a grown person. You're just going to have to suck it up and take it.
Hey, as a man, hear me say it. I've suffered from poor presentation in the past myself.
Yeah.
Like, I have.
Oh, yeah.
Can confirm.
Yeah. I have suffered from poor presentation, and I've gotten chewed out over it. So we all do it.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But when it's your wife.
When it's your wife.
I did it 2 nights ago.
You had poor presentation?
Poor Uh-oh. Presentation.
Yeah. See?
She because we're trying to eat a little healthier, which is tough.
Especially when she on that sourdough bag so hard.
Yeah, and so she made these little Mexican bowls, right, with rice and beans.
I'm interested.
Steak.
Yeah.
shrimp.
So what's the, where are we getting to the problem?
Yeah, there was like this much steak, which is not enough for me.
Okay. Yeah.
And three shrimp. And I was like, where's the rest of it? Mm-hmm. Like, we can eat healthy.
I mean, hey,
and I just straight up
The hors d'oeuvres were fine.
Yeah.
But yeah.
When are we going to get to the meal?
And she had it all nice and prepared and pretty. And I was like, that ain't going to work. I need, like, there's got to be more here.
Where's the second bowl? Yeah.
So I went and found some more and redid it all. And she was mad. And so then last night, she cooked some steaks and broccoli. And there was just an extra steak sitting there. And about 2 pounds extra of broccoli. And she was like, there you go, big boy. Try and eat all that. And I did.
You had never made it at Tommy Robertson's house.
What would Tommy have
done to me?
That's suffice to say, that's true for most.
This is nothing against Nancy, okay? That's just the way they were, okay? Because when you went and ate at Tommy.
Is Nancy Tommy's wife?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it ain't no seconds.
No seconds?
No. Okay. She cooks just enough for, hey, you've got your portion. I've got my portion. However many's there, they got their portion, and there's nothing left.
I'll say that wouldn't work for me. She'd have
She'd have to make my plate. That's what JD is. JD said, hey, look, the hors d'oeuvres were fine, but hey, look, bring on the meal.
There's not a lot of leftovers at my house. I'm very anti-Philip McMillan. I'm going to eat what's – so that would probably work. I'd be in better health if
because we cooked less. Because that was the deal. Nancy and Tommy was always – it was a health thing.
Oh, yeah, they stand as a rail.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, you just tell me, oh, boy, that was really good. You know, is there any left? No.
I'm just
I only cook one portion for everybody.
Now I know why Tommy looked at Goblin the way he did during lunch.
Mm-hmm.
No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He was.
Oh, anytime Tommy was here, mad. If you got up to go back for seconds, Tommy just glare at you the whole
way. Well, no. Because, that's foreign to him. Because, Nancy cooked, you got one portion each, everybody.
But Kay cooked enough to feed an army.
Well, hey, that's the difference in the hospitality.
And you and Godwin sunk a boat because of that.
Yeah, hey, yeah. That's right. The fat
I sunk
boy
a boat.
It was all their fault. Too many husbands.
Yeah. I sunk a boat. I clogged some arteries.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got up to about 320.
Yeah, we're all doing better now.
That's another Robertson thing. First thing that happened is, okay, if something happens, assess blame.
And it's never a Robertson.
That's right.
Which is why Phil's book is so spot on.
And don't point at none of the Robertsons, because we didn't do it.
I told Phil the other day, I said, you misnamed your book. And he said, what are you talking about? What is it? I may be wrong, but I don't think so. But I doubt it. I said, it should be, I may be wrong, but I'm a Robertson. So, and then that should have been the name of the book. Yeah. Because that is a true family trait. Oh,
look, I've been married to one for 20 years.
She ain't ever been wrong.
You know how many times I've heard the phrase, I was wrong?
Never.
Zero.
Yeah. I could be wrong.
Look, it's bad.
But
it's
I'm a Robertson.
It's hard to be perfect.
But I doubt it, it should be, but I'm a Robertson. I feel Robertson.
I haven't read that one yet, but. Yeah, it's on Amazon, everybody.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Why Jesus is your greatest hope. That just came out like a week ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was up here doing a promo for it, and I told him he misnamed his book.
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
You know the response I got from him? He just gave me
That's how you know it's funny.
Oh, yeah, that little.
Oh, he
just had that
truth.
Wry look on his face.
Oh, boy.
You know, come to think of it, I've never heard him say it. Jace, my wife, any of them.
They're not going to.
My fault.
No.
Nope, not going to say that.
No, they're going to say, well, you shouldn't have. You should have. Oh, okay.
Why? Because I always get blamed for everything anyway.
Oh, yeah. But so I was the. He was the one receiving all the blame.
I was a scapegoat for the Robertson family.
What did he say?
Put it on him.
He told Jace that day, I got tire tracks all up and down my back.
Yeah.
Hey.
He did.
Boy's been running over me your whole life.
Yeah.
I will say, Stone, though, I'm glad you don't suffer from poor presentation anymore, because about once a month, your wife shows up here with a peanut butter pie for me, and I don't know what I've done to deserve it, but praise God.
Oh, I don't know. I'm like, what? She makes
man,
some peanut butter pies.
Don't say much.
But I never get one.
You don't have to. Okay, she's so sweet, she don't have to say much.
That's why I married her, because she don't say much.
Anytime I want
that, and she's a fine little heifer.
Hold on, she is. That's right.
Also, you don't get married for conversation.
Yeah.
My stomach hurts.
Oh, gosh, man.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. We
where are we?
We right here in the duck call room. That's where we're at.
That's the proper duck call. Hey, did you know that if you have a 401k for retirement, you can still have an IRA? Robinhood has the only IRA that gives you a 3% boost on every dollar you contribute when you subscribe to Robinhood Gold. But get this, now through April 30th, Robinhood is even boosting every single dollar you transfer in from other retirement accounts with a 3% match. That's right. No cap on the 3% match. Robinhood Gold gets you the most for your retirement thanks to their IRA with a 3% match. This offer is good through April 30th. Get started at Robinhood.com/boost. Subscription fees apply. And now for some legal info. Claim as of Q1 2024, validated by Radius Global Market Research. Investing involves risk, including loss. Limitations apply to IRAs and 401ks. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold for 1 year from the date of first 3% match. Must keep Robinhood IRA for 5 years. The 3% match on transfers is a subject to specific terms and condition. Robinhood IRA available to U.S. customers in good standing. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, is a registered broker-dealer.
Oh, man, alive.
What would we do without our girls? Oh, man.
Oh.
I'd starve.
I'm like James Brown.
Actually, I'd just...
This worth wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl.
That's right.
Hey. Ain't that the truth? Even if they are lippy.
Hey, I'm telling you.
You got a lippy one. I got a lippy one.
Yeah.
Stone got anti-lippy. Here's what I'll say about it. They both have almost or greater than 50 years of marriage behind them, so that is something, right?
The best one was I'd always hear couples arguing, married couples, and tell them, hey, you're sleeping on the couch tonight. You know, Christine was clowning around one night, and she said, hey, you're going to sleep on... I said, hey, wrong answer, young'un. I said, if anybody's sleeping on the couch, it ain't going to be yours truly. I'm paying the bills.
I sleep on the couch a lot, but it's voluntarily.
That may be somebody sleeping on the couch, but it ain't going to be yours truly.
I'll sleep on the couch and give Brittany a night off from the baby monitor.
Yeah.
Just so it's not in the room. She can't. I wake up when I hear them like cough or make a noise at night, but I don't wake up. I mean, I give it the old one eye, make sure everybody good, and then I'm right back asleep. If she hears anything at night, she'll wake.
Hey.
And then it takes her an hour to go back to sleep. She's one of them. Now, I can sleep through just about anything, but she's one of them that needs to stay in a little.
I think that's just the difference between moms and dads.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
They're like, what? He coughed. And then, we got to.
Did I tell you what I did with mine? The first one, I slept with my hand on her.
Uh-huh.
Make sure she's breathing all night. The second one, put her in the next room. And when she'd cry, we'd wake up and go check. But then third one come along.
Sage.
I put her on the other side of the house. Lock the door to where I couldn't hear nothing.
Wrap a chain around it and double lock it.
That's it.
And that's why she's a gray belt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In jujitsu and keeping it real.
Yeah.
She'll hurt you.
Oh, there you go.
She's savage.
No, hey, look, I have to give you a disclaimer here. Savage. All this talk, you hear me talking? I say yes, ma'am, a lot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm aware.
Oh, yeah.
Very
and
nice
I think
job.
Everybody that listens to this is aware, too, because they've seen enough of Christine in that chair right there.
Oh, yeah.
To know that talking about this, your eyes should be brown.
That's it. There's one thing people have figured out, that Uncle Si is full of bull. But he's a world class.
Oh, boy.
He's a storyteller, boy. He's a storyteller. Everybody done learn to
I keep everybody you. Laughing.
That's everybody done learn to not take you overly serious.
Yeah.
You got to take a little tablespoon.
Especially wearing that shirt.
Yeah.
I just noticed that shirt for the first time.
Any man that'll wear himself
and his nephews.
Yeah. And Murray.
Hey, I let people put a name tag on me just so I can look at it and know who I am. You keep reminding me.
You get confused?
Yeah, I get confused.
It's been a tough 75 years.
Oh, man. For real, though, that why are you wearing a shirt with your face on it?
It's that's a Duck Family Treasure shirt.
Well, y'all always talk about I wear the same clothes, so I said, well, let me change my T-shirt to another one.
The problem is...
Well, it's not that you wear the same clothes. It's just whatever you wear on Monday, you still wear it on Friday.
Well, what y'all don't know is that, like, I've got 5 different sets of shirts just got the same emblem on it.
Oh, is that
what about your drawers? You change your underwear?
Oh, yeah. I got 14 pair of Tommy Johns.
Yeah. Laundry every 2 weeks.
Hey. Yeah. I change them daily.
I would hope so.
That shirt's so interesting because it's like they photoshopped 50 pounds off of Jeff and added it to Jace.
Ah.
Ooh, look at Jace's face on that shirt. Oh. Well, I mean, I'm not trying to be rude.
Jace has been hanging with Al too much then.
No, Jace needs to part it.
Jace's face don't look that round.
Jace, well, the problem with Jace is he's had some questionable hat choices in the past, you know?
That's but,
he needs to stick to the waxed hat and the beanie during hunting.
Boy, season. I actually put on my cowboy hat.
Yeah.
He looks good with a cowboy hat.
I think Martin is talking about the fedora phase.
I'm also talking about that weird little cowboy hat he's got on right there. That's got a band around it or something.
That's
my cowboy hat.
What he said he was putting in.
Don't be talking bad about that.
No, that's all.
Boy, it looks good in the cowboy hat.
That's all hat, no cattle right there, buddy. Yeah. I can tell you that right now.
Ain't no cowboy, he said.
No.
Ain't no cow in that boy.
Jace would make a decent cowboy. He's very good at chopping wood. Very proficient.
Yeah, he'd be good at supplies.
He is a good wood chopper.
Yeah. And trapping. Supplies and trapping.
Trapping, hunting, wood chopping wood.
Oh, no, yeah, you need to get to tell him some of your
poker.
His trapping story.
Yeah, he'd have been good with Doc Holliday's crew.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Running a casino.
Yeah, he'd have fit right in.
Pilfering everybody with a casino. He does that to his uncle on the weekly.
Oh, I don't want to hear that.
Wound still a little fresh.
He ain't a bad story seller himself.
Oh, he's good.
He can tell a story.
Oh, he got
all you Robertsons have the gift of embellishment.
Hey, because according to him, he don't ever lose at poker.
Or the stock market.
According to you, you've never lost at poker.
No,
he'll talk about it.
No, I ain't never said that, son.
No, he's always lost. It just ain't ever his fault. That's the difference.
Didn't get the cards.
Again, it's not I was wrong. It was they sucked out.
Yeah.
That's always the same story.
Yeah.
It's not I made a bad play.
That's right.
They sucked out.
No, I don't make a bad play.
There you go. We back to that not admitting fault thing that they're so town renowned for. I don't know if they're world renowned. But maybe we're telling everybody.
Come to think about it, as long as I've known Jace about 30 years or so, I've never seen him without a hat.
He wears hats.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think he's ever gotten a haircut.
He did that one time for me and Moo.
Well, I know
that. Oh, yeah, right.
And I didn't like it.
Wait, he's gotten one haircut in 30 years.
Now, he'll put some hair dye on that beard. He'll take the gray out of it.
Really?
You ain't ever seen.
There's the shirt.
I saw him one day after, the day of the coloring of the beard. I was like, wait, what happened?
That changed. He colors his beard?
That changed color over.
Well, if Jace shaves, nobody would know him.
No.
He did it the one time. I'm going to see if I can find a picture.
No, I didn't like it.
And that was when he was at the thinnest point of his life, too. Yeah, he looked.
He had been chopping a lot of wood.
He looked bizarre.
The exercise he does.
Yeah.
Let me find.
Yeah, he had a look about, the picture of him beardless.
Yeah, it's worrisome.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I've toyed one time with just
like. You look like Charles Manson right there.
Uh-oh.
I'm pulling it up.
Oh, no, I'm sure.
Hold on.
Oh, boy.
I'm pulling it up.
There it is.
Oh, wow.
That was 30 minutes apart.
Yes.
Wow. What a life. Look at it. He don't even look like the same guy.
No. Huh.
Man, how Tom Hanks do
that? Half of them didn't even know him.
Tom Hanks did it the opposite direction. I think.
Yeah. I mean, it was all prosthetic, obviously. But.
Huh? No, he lost
all old chop.
No, I'm talking about the beard.
No, I think it was real.
What?
Please don't tell me that was a fake beard. That's going to make me just sad.
He looked like Harold Jean.
Who's Hunter? Harold Jean?
My older brother.
I'm almost positive that was a fake beard.
Yeah.
Hunter's weird. He doesn't count.
But Hunter should know. He's the movie buff. That's why I brought him.
During a break, if we ever take one, I'm pulling it up. Look at him. Look at Jace without a beard.
And look at Larry. Look at his father-in-law back there, making sure to document it, buddy. Larry's always quick to document.
Oh, look, Larry had that on Facebook in about 5 minutes.
100%.
He was probably Facebook Live-ing right there.
Yeah.
Oh, Larry.
He doesn't look as bad as I remember. I think it was just such a shock and different that it freaked me out.
Yeah, well, now it's known, right?
He looks
the first time you see it, it wasn't known, so then you kind of got adjusted to what it was.
What was that TV show?
Andy Griffith? Nobody knew who he was.
Does he look like Andy Griffith?
No.
No, he looked more like Don.
He looked like Harold Gene Robertson.
Uh-oh.
Who's that?
My older brother.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Looks a lot like him.
That's Lulu's dad.
Huh?
Lulu's dad. Yeah. Yeah.
I think we should shave Si's face. See what that looks like.
Mm-mm. No, you don't want to do that.
Why not?
I'm ugly with a beard.
No,
I'm ugly.
Have you seen those pictures of Si and Nam?
Yeah.
Oh, he was a good looking man.
Yeah. So what's wrong with it?
No, you don't want to do that.
No. Why not?
I've never seen him without one, and I don't want to see him without one.
I bet the people want to see him without one.
No.
I'm ugly with a beard.
No, you're not.
No. And then, hey, when if you shave it, somebody whooped me with an ugly stick again. And I got uglier.
No, I just...
How do you know? When was the last time you shaved your face?
Ooh.
When I was in the military in 1993.
Good grief.
So, I should be better at math. So, 31 years. That's you haven't been clean shaven in 31 years.
And look, I hadn't even shaved or a haircut but one time since 1993.
It just
you've
got
trimmed it.
Right, one time. And that was over in
you'd
in
look
Texas.
Like the Oak Ridge boys.
That was in Texas.
No, his must just get to a point and stop.
It stops.
Mine keeps going.
Yeah, mine gets length. It doesn't get any more girth. It goes
mine
down.
Gets weird.
Yeah, yours get up to your eyes. You look like Teen Wolf or something. You got that high beard going.
And it the longest it ever got was like almost to my belly button.
Yeah.
Hey.
It was a weird look I had going on, I'm gonna be honest.
Vampire teeth.
Do what now?
Look like Becky.
Hunter, you're something.
Hunter, you're magic.
You're swell. You know what, Hunter? You're almost as magical as a MyPillow.
Almost.
But he's not quite. There's nothing better than a MyPillow.
I know. Or my robe or my slippers.
I took some to the deer camp.
Did you?
You better believe it.
I guarantee
you. My home pillar's going with me everywhere.
Well, look, our friend Mike. You obviously know him, Michael Lindell.
And you know what the problem is?
What?
They trying to kick him out of all them big stores.
Yeah.
Mike's too controversial, but he makes a great pillow.
And since our fans have been so great at helping keeping them alive throughout the cancel culture stages, they want to pass savings directly on to you by having a $25 extravaganza.
What's a $25 extravaganza?
Well, look, it's when Mike started MyPillow. It was just a solution to a problem and a one-product company. But now they have hundreds of amazing products. And to get the word out, they're having a $25 extravaganza. You can get their two-pack multi-use MyPillows for just $25.
Extravaganza!
MyPillow sandals, $25.
Extravaganza.
Six-pack towel sets that actually dry you,
$25. Extravaganza.
Brand new four-pack of dish towels.
It's an extravaganza, $25.
And for the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with the all-new Giza fabric, any size and any loft level, even king size, are
extravaganza. They're $25.
There it is.
There you go.
See? Even Godwin got it. Look, I'm here to tell
you. I was wondering if he's going to do them sheets because I like him sheets.
There you go. The MyPillow bed sheets, the slippers, the robes.
You name it, we got it.
We love it. We use it. It's all on the website. Some of them are $25, some of them not. But get on there. Take on the $25 extravaganza, and you're going to be happy you did.
Get the sheets.
Godwin's saying the sheets, the
get
slippers.
The robe.
I haven't worn the sandals yet, but I can guarantee you, if anything like slippers, you're going to be fine. You're going to be just fine.
They're just
fine. But look,
get it all, boys. It's all good.
And you know what, Si? This amazing offer won't last long. Order now. Just go to MyPillow.com/Duck and enter promo code
Duck
or call 800-969-3137. Go to MyPillow.com/Duck and enter promo code
Duck
or call 800-969-3137.
And do it today.
Extravaganza.
When I started here, we would shave like the day after duck season every time and then just kind of let it roll. But, I mean, it would have to be Duck Dynasty because they wouldn't let us shave at all. Because we had to keep the same look for if we had to reshoot anything or anything like that. So that's why my hair got all nappy and it was trash. Like my hair was trashy.
That's why I don't change clothes. Duck Dynasty did it because they was always telling me, "Hold it, we got to take a picture to make sure you're in the right costume." And I said, "Hey, I'll fix that."
Yeah,
I will say in the height of Duck Dynasty.
I'm just gonna say it. We were not good looking men.
No, trash.
You know, I'm starting to figure things out. Yeah, that the reason why they're not doing this, they're not shaving, trimming their beard, is because it takes effort.
Uh oh. See, now you done quit preaching and got to meddling there.
No. I feel personally attacked.
No, I am convinced. You're
right. Guilty as charged.
100%.
Yeah.
The worst.
I'm lazy.
Yeah.
No. Right.
Could you imagine spending like 20 minutes looking in a mirror every morning?
But
the rest of the morning,
if Phil had had hygiene, Duck Dynasty wouldn't exist. Duck Commander wouldn't exist if he would have had good hygiene. In other words, if he would have cut his hair and shaved his face, none of this ever happened.
Phil rolled over in his grave. He saw what was happening around this office now. We got flowers. We got flower beds.
Yeah. Oh.
We got people cleaning the hall.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
but he created that look.
Yeah.
It was a good look.
And it's an ambiance. It's what people expect, right?
Well, right.
And then they show up and everything's nice and neat. And they're like, wait, hold on now. Y'all faking this?
Hey, I'm just saying, in 2014-esque, us three were really carrying the look pretty hard.
Oh
yeah.
Terrible. Terrible.
And look, my wife never said a word about it, but she hated it the whole time.
Mine didn't either till after it was gone. Then she was like, "Mike, you better not ever let your hair do that again."
I said,
I didn't want my hair to do that in the first place. I always kept my hair cut. I hated long hair. And then they made it keep going and going. I was like, You go to trail a deer or something, your hair get caught in the briars. You're like, no, this sucks. Like, this is junk. Oh, wow.
All right, look at that. All right, gets under your shotgun.
What are we doing?
That's one word comes to mind.
Uh-oh.
Pathetic.
You could have been the werewolf man.
That's what I told you. He's Teen Wolf, man.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Now, the only thing that ain't changed since then is your wardrobe.
The same thing about the next two pictures you're going to put
up. You could be the getting guy both Henry Potter.
Oh, I get it. Look, I know I was, like, wretched looking. Like, it ain't pathetic.
Yeah.
It's trash.
Together, though, and we've lost a whole bunch of hair and probably
a person.
A large human.
Yeah, a person, for sure. A slightly overweight person between the three of us.
I'm looking for it.
Yeah.
Stone's got way better pictures than most of us.
I found one of Stone the other day, or somebody sent it to me or something. I was like, I don't remember him being that chunky. Like,
his
face was like out to here.
Oh, no.
Like,
he was what? Up to what? 230?
235.
235?
My heaviest.
The one of Stone is when he was in the episode and said, I'm married in.
Married in. Oh, man. Yeah, it was wild. But that's another thing that the folks listening probably didn't know.
That's a pretty good one of Stone. Not as big as he was, and not as much hair as the I
pretty
married
chunky.
Him.
Yeah.
Pretty pathetic.
Pretty pathetic.
I remember when they said, we're done. And I was like, done. They're like, yeah, done. Done, done. I said, okay, I left right then and went and got a haircut. Told the man, I said, put that half-inch guard on them clippers and just go around my head. Like, I want a half-inch of hair. That's all I want.
I'm pulling you.
You got me one?
Yeah.
Get the one that I remember, like, real bad from the wedding. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. From Benelli Presents Duck Commander there.
That was before
Duck Dynasty.
Oh, that looks like
my hair got worse, believe it or not.
Overweight Danny McBride.
I don't know who Danny McBride is.
Eastbound and down, you know. You know.
But it's trashy. Oh, yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah, my hair there was long, buddy.
No, because all your pictures, when we used to all stand together, it was pretty.
Wow. Well, it's like the one poster that we still sell in there from when Lee Chose took it, standing out in front of Mac Owen's house.
Yeah,
Lee Chose.
Like, not that one behind
John
David right now.
20 feet for us. That was the picture.
But I'm in the back, and it's just my face is twice this. I'm behind y'all where you're supposed to look smaller, and my face is twice the size of any of y'all's. Mm. Like, it's but oh,
there yeah, it
that's,
is. There it
that's
is.
A, oh, that's the oh, that's, yeah. the,
that's the actual one.
That's the wrestling.
Jay married in.
Yeah. There it is.
Married in.
Got him.
Yep, that's it.
That's when them boys jumped out of that deal naked, basically, just in their wrestling tights, and it was about 20 degrees on the bank of that river. Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Oh, I remember when they was in the back of the truck.
Yeah.
I said, y'all probably are just freezing to death.
Oh, they were smuggling in them little Smokies.
Yeah. Good grief. You got them fighting tights on.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Like that was a good one there.
Like a grub worm wearing a turtleneck.
Oh, wow. Here we go. We just going to go down that road.
If you're wondering,
Big Jim,
don't do it.
Like a truck full of light switches.
Don't just completely let yourself go. It's hard to get back.
No, yeah, maintain it. Maintenance I think maintenance shows you care. That don't mean you can't have a beard. Like, for all, you know.
I can grow a great beard.
But, yeah. You know, back with all that crap was going on, because we felt like, oh, if you're going to fit in with this group,
you just
got to let yourself go. Yeah. That's just the way we're going to look.
Quit showering.
The duck men. We had that look.
Yeah.
And we all did it.
And the motto was, who's the man?
And we thought it was the right thing to do. But
well, not only that, older, we got paid to do it.
Oh, yeah.
The older, well, not before Duck Dynasty, you didn't.
Well, I still getting paid.
Well.
I mean, it wasn't much, but I still got a paycheck.
We didn't get paid much, but we did get paid.
But we did get paid. Now, sometimes we'd have to hold it.
$9 an hour
for me. They never said, you got to grow your hair out.
Nope.
It was like, we did it on our own accord. Yeah. We thought it was the right thing
to do. And that's why we would shave, though. We would shave after duck season.
Yeah.
Like, I remember
everybody
But looking back on it, it was not the right thing to do.
No.
It was stupid.
But everybody goes through that time in their life.
Empathetic.
Like, you know, 40 days and 40 nights. Just some of ours lasted for about eight years.
So.
You know?
When Willie was talking to me about the episode and if I wanted to do it, I was like, well, I didn't start looking like this for no reason. Yeah. So I guess I might as well try.
Here I am.
Do it.
I'm going to be on TV.
Here I am, buddy.
Going to be on TV. Fat and disgusting and empathetic. With hair everywhere.
Yeah.
That was so much hair. I look like everybody called me that dude from Harry Potter. Hunter, we're going to need
help.
Oh,
you did.
Hagrid.
That looks like the guy.
Yeah.
That's who he
I look
like.
Just like that guy. Yeah,
the wizard. Yeah.
The wizard.
What was his name?
After it,
Hagrid.
But here's the problem.
I've been thinking it this
Hagrid.
Whole time.
Here's the problem with Johnny D, though. You held on a little longer than the rest of us did. After
I got started
over.
Later.
I was like, hey, bro, just go get a haircut.
Well, that goes back to that key word, lazy.
And then he would cut his own hair once a year.
I still do that.
Just
do you really?
Cut my own hair? I do it twice a year now.
Well, look, why don't you just go get your hair cut?
I can do it.
Trim your beard nice and neat.
Can you do it?
Your wife would.
Look at me.
Love it.
He said, look at me.
This is a nice and neat beard.
Oh, man.
With normal hair.
A head of hair.
Well, that's, I mean.
He got a lot of hair. It's hard to screw his hair up.
He's got a thick.
Because even if you gap it, you ain't ever going to notice.
You can't
I mean,
tell.
He got so much of it.
I got lots of hair and I wear a hat every day.
Yeah, but.
I did think
but
about.
But you held on to the long look there.
A little longer.
Yeah.
Really cut my beard the first time.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember getting them videos.
In the back of the restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
Duck Dynasty was
safe to say his new assistant don't have that much fun in the back of a restaurant anymore.
Can't get random haircuts.
No.
We had that intern, and Willie said, Hammy, go. It was the intern's name. Go get me my scissors. And I was like, here we go.
Old Hamilton. Yeah.
It was
what
time,
a guy.
Hammy.
It was definitely.
Baylor Bear. Well, let's take a break before we get in that inbox, and we'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to me talk, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Anyways, hey, I got a good email. Adam, yeah. Adam from Ohio emails in.
Hello@duckcallroom.com, by the way. I've had people sending me messages saying they didn't know where to email me, so just in case.
In case you don't know, hello@duckcallroom.com. I've read most of them. I missed like a week ago. I got to go back and read those. But I've read the ones from today. And Adam from Ohio emails in. Was it, who was talking the other day about smoking sections in restaurants? Was it us? It had to be us.
Yeah.
He said having a smoking section in a restaurant is like having a peeing section in a pool. And that's all the email says, but it got me laughing.
That's pretty good.
That got me laughing.
Wait, there isn't one? Oh, never mind. I'm sorry.
Martin, do you pee in pools?
No, I don't pee in the pools, but I do pee in the ocean.
Well, yeah.
Or the lake.
Yeah, or the lake.
Or the pond. Yeah. Or the shower.
Yeah. If you see me in water about waist deep, you can pretty much rest assured what I'm doing. So, there's a reason I got up and walked out there. Because the walk to the water was shorter than the one back to the restroom. Of course, we've lost like a couple of bathrooms here at the office the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, what's the deal?
I don't know. And we got
all my old stomping grounds are just like boarded up. They're new. They're different.
That's because it's trashy. We're changing the look around here. I'm telling you.
I got to come back and slop this place up a little.
Well, don't worry about it. If they caught me on camera out there peeing behind my truck because all the bathrooms were taken, I mean, I had to pee, and I couldn't wait. Hunter's in there bogarting the bathroom, I guess. I don't know.
Hunter, what are you doing?
I don't know.
Hunter, in and out. It's a
why do people go to the bathroom and listen to stuff on their phone with a volume on? Now I know you're just gross.
Whoa.
Like, at least have it.
Stop looking at me. That's not me doing that.
No, I'm just asking because I think it's your generation.
It's not mine, you weirdo. Get some headphones.
Like,
are people doing that here?
Yes.
People are sitting on the toilet.
Scrubbing through reels or something. I mean,
and listening to things?
I hear video
play. That's just our generation. My dad does it too.
See, look. You just saw Beth say, that's true. I don't know. I don't go in there with them. I mean, I ain't gonna sit there and judge them either. That ain't
my job. She's not denying. Now she's denying. I was staring at Brittany for a while. She's denying.
No, Brittany's never here. Like, she swaps. Oh. He ain't from around here, so maybe that's part of it. I don't know.
That's true.
But it is. It's wild. But I'm just glad Beth confirmed. I'm glad I'm not the only one that's picked up on this disturbing trend.
Well, you know.
Let me know, and I'll go knock.
In the old days, people would read a newspaper while they're on the pot.
Now they just sit on their phones and do, who knows what they're doing. And that's why hemorrhoids are
they're
so
probably in their
outrageous.
Texas.
Yeah. We had to sign in our guest bathroom for a while that said, if you're out of toilet paper, just text us. You know, we know you're on your phone.
That's right.
Like, you know, it's not a, you know, not a huge deal, but.
Hey, you need to put another sign up. What? Please. No photos.
No photo?
Yeah. No
good
photos.
Lord.
No selfies.
Nobody's taking photos.
Don't send any selfies.
In the bathroom?
Yeah.
Who's doing that?
Well, hey, look.
You?
Who knows?
You get on the pot.
I don't text or tweet, son.
I was gonna say you spend more time in the bathroom than any of us. So, 9-11. You in there about 9 times? If you worked here right now, you'd be miserable. You'd have a trail beat out to the parking lot to go take a leak.
I'd have me a little hideaway where I could take a nap. I ain't gonna be miserable.
No, I'm talking about taking a leak. It's hard to find an open bathroom around here now.
No.
But
he anyway, did have hideaways.
There you go.
Keep all right.
I digress.
Forrest from Illinois emails in, and I normally don't do these because he's just asking for a shout out. And then he said their earliest dates of him and his lady friend Julia, who he's wanting to give a shout out to, was eating frozen pizza, which is sinful, and watching Duck Dynasty, which is a good thing. So I was like, eh. But she is a NICU nurse. That got me back in, so thank you for that. And they just got engaged.
Okay.
Oh, well, after
apparently jogging up a mountain, they got engaged. But they listen to every episode. So shout out to Forrest and Julia, even though you eat frozen pizza.
Where are they at?
I don't know. I ain't been there in a while, but Illinois sure has changed.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
right. Where are they at right there?
9-11.
I think he took her to Arizona to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I saw the cacti. About what's wrong with the frozen pizza?
It's the bottom of the pizza food chain.
I would tell them, hey, put it in the microwave and thaw it out and then eat it up.
I don't think they're eating it frozen. Like, I believe they're cooking it.
Well, hey, they should eat frozen pizza.
I'm just
taking what they said.
I love frozen pizzas. I don't eat them as
rough on the teeth.
I use them as like a base. That's where I start. And then by the time I get done with it, it doesn't look like a frozen pizza.
Yeah, you get cheese, deer sausage,
all of
pile
it.
Of that on
yeah. crumbled up bacon.
See, yeah. I'm lazy when it comes to shaving my face and taking care of, but a pizza, I'll go.
But you'll make
the pizza. Oh, the link.
Yeah. I'll go to the ends of the earth for a good pizza. Yeah. All right, Kenny from Wooster, Ohio. First off, Kenny, emails go like this. You put a small subject line, and then you put everything you want in the email. Kenny can't do that. Kenny's one of many fans who do this and put everything he wants to say in the subject line. But it was an interesting question. Do you know how many emails I get that are just paragraphs of a subject line?
Yeah, that's because I know the emails, yeah.
And I used to get them whenever I was Willie's assistant. I would get, hey, I want Willie to come to my birthday party and blah, blah, blah. And it was like paragraphs.
As a guy who still oversees customer service at duckcommander.com, I see them too,
yeah,
buddy.
Subject line, short. Then go knock your heart out in the rest of it. Anyway, Kenny has a question that nobody's asked yet, and he's really curious about our response. What was it like before we started the Duck Call Room? Were we nervous to start it, or was there any doubt in our minds that it wouldn't work? He said wouldn't pan out. He really enjoys it, and he just wanted to know what we were thinking when we started it. What did you think would happen, Si?
Well, they came to me and said, you need to do a podcast. And my question was, why?
Look, here's what I tell you. My honest thoughts on this.
Let's get them.
I thought it would work because we got the man, boy, right? Yeah. Duh. I never dreamed we'd be 300 and something in still without any kind of script, timeline, follow through. We just get in here, and I think it's pretty evident that we just, yeah, there you go. There it is. That we just get in here and kind of spitball it and figure it out on every one of them, which I think is kind of a draw to us versus a scripted kind of.
Here's what we're going to do. You never know.
Yeah. Which if you're looking for that in organization, we got one for you. It's called Unashamed. Like they got all the stuff. They got the topics. Yeah. But
we're just winging it.
We're winging it. But I, you know, it's a different deal though. We remind people to laugh at themselves. I just never would have figured we could make it this far doing that.
Yeah. Why not?
Huh?
Why not?
Because we're not near as active as we used to be. When I say active, I mean like going across the country and running into like different stories and experiences. Our lives have drastically shifted. Like, I mean, for crying out loud, I got kids now. Johnny D doesn't even work here anymore.
That's like, weird. I worked here when this started.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and you've been happily retired.
And I've never worked.
Yeah. Well,
and I don't plan to ever start.
I ain't ever said that. Look, when you were here building the reeds, they were the best reeds we ever had.
Well, hey.
Look.
No, I did standardize the reed race.
I'll give you credit where credit's due.
But here's the thing. Why would you hire a bunch of people, okay, the writers and all this stuff, to write a script when they're going to hand it to me? I'm going to read it, roll it up and throw it in the trash can, and then do what I always do. Just take off.
Oh, I'm not even saying a script. I'm just talking about a general outline.
We don't have that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it would be funny. And but I thought after 50, we're toast.
Yeah.
Like we'll do it once a week and people enjoy it. And a year in, it'll be like, hey, that was fun.
Yeah, when we went to two a week, I was like, no chance. This baby going to flame out faster than Haley's Comet, buddy. Like, we ain't going to make it.
That thing still hasn't flamed out.
So I'm talking about when it enters. Analogy. I'm talking about when it enters the atmosphere one day.
Yeah. I think it's still going.
Oh, yeah, it's still trucking out there somewhere.
Just like Si.
Yeah, still trucking. Stone's always been positive. What'd you think, Stone?
Oh, well, look, I'm with you. As long as Si's sitting in that chair.
We'd be all right.
There's a chance.
Yeah,
there's a good chance, better than a good
chance. Yeah, we got a glimpse of that when he was in the hospital. What in the world are we going to do? Yeah.
When he got COVID, we were all sitting around staring at each other.
That was the funniest thing.
When you got COVID, we were all terrified.
Now that I've gone through it and, you know, I'm okay.
Yeah, speaking of poster child.
That man come to my house, I'm in bed. And he said, oh, man, you need to get out of bed. I'm going to take you to the hospital. I said, Stone, the last thing I want to do, and he put some clothes on. I said, the last thing I want to do is get out of bed, put my clothes on, and go anywhere. He said, hey, you got two choices. I fix to pick you up, throw you over my shoulder, and take you to the hospital in your undies. Or you get out and get dressed, because I fix to take you to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I would have got you.
And I looked up at him, and he just kind of had this real blank stare on his face, telling me, hey, you got about 2 minutes. It's what I was reading in his mind.
Oh, well, send us out of here.
That's great. But hey, we do appreciate. What episode is this, Hunter? I have no idea.
323.
If you would have, well, I can confirm for Godwin, McMillan, if you would have asked us, will you be doing this 323 tries later? The answer would be no chance. Yeah. So we appreciate all you listening and tuning in, subscribing, liking.
I was wrong. It's 333.
Commenting. Hunter, you have literally one job, and it is to put a number. I'm just kidding. Hunter does a great, and we wouldn't be here without Hunter, and we do love Hunter. He's
thanks.
We've gotten to know Hunter, and we love him to death.
And he still didn't bring me no breakfast.
Dadgummit, Hunter.
Pitiful.
But he has a girlfriend.
But he has a girlfriend.
Wait, are you serious?
Oh, Stone don't know this yet.
And hey, everything's going fine right now.
It's going great.
Hunter's love life.
He's going to take her to Jen's indoor swimming pool next.
Okay, no. Google it.
Next episode.
Next episode. But if you're wondering how we've made it this far, I believe this verse sums it up, because there's no way us six could have ever done it. Proverbs 16:3, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. We said we were going to try and just be happy and joyful and sprinkle in Jesus, and it kind of works.
There you are.
And here Amen. We are.
Look at there. Ain't it just a bummer to sit around and laugh for an hour?
It is.
Man, that sucks, right?
Terrible.
We should nitpick.
Yeah.
Talk Amen. About the
be happy,
the
be safe.
Sad parts of life.
We're out. We'll see you next time right
Take
here.
Take Jesus everywhere you go.